So I'm joined by Mark Twiggs from the Exeter Chiefs, who's just finished the Chiefs' final training session in the pool here at Middlemore a few moments ago. Mark, you've been training here for a number of weeks now. What's the kind of reason for using the pool here?
For us, you know, rugby being a contact sport and there being very big big players involved, it's a great chance to get the guys in a non-weight-bearing environment and really work them in terms of their cardiovascular, so heart and lungs, pushing them tough session. And for us, it's a change of environment, which is important. You know, it's a long season, you know, running around on a pitch with a ball. So different ways of really interacting with them in terms of performance gains. It provides that chance, that different challenge for them to push themselves in a different way.
And using the facilities here at police headquarters at Middlemore?
Yeah, no, absolutely. We've had a long-standing relationship with Sammy and the guys here at Middlemore that you know, we key into. We don't hide that we've got fantastic facilities on our doorstep here in Devon, and we try and key into those facilities as much as possible, and Middlemore being one of those key facilities for us.
And using the pool here, obviously it's something that we have all for our staff here as well. But nice to have a team, you know, like the Chiefs, Premiership Rugby team, using the facilities here.
Yeah, no, absolutely. You know, in the swim times when we come in, we have other groups coming in, so police officers using the pool before and after. So the players get to interact with those guys, you know, and have a chat about what they do and vice versa. So it's really good, you know, getting the guys so we're not just within our own team environment. They're actually out and about seeing other people and interacting and using their facilities. And the guys are very, very grateful for that.
And it's an early start for you, though. It's just after 7 o'clock here, and you've been here since very early doors.
Yeah, no, we try to make an early start with the boys at the moment, so we've been here since 6:30 this morning for an early swim, which is one of the other challenges, mental challenges of having to get up early, you know, do it when potentially you wouldn't otherwise be in and getting your head down and working hard. And for them, as I say, it just takes them a little bit out of their comfort zone and pushes them in a different way, in a different arena.
So what's the season hold for you guys now? Are you training here some more?
Well, now we're just coming towards the end of our pre-season block in terms of the first weightlifting and cardio block. So the use of us with the pool is going to slowly reduce now. However, we'll be coming here throughout the year, especially with the rehabs that you can see in the pool at the moment. This is a fantastic facility, not just for the whole team, but on an individual basis. So it gives us the ability with the deep water to do such things as deep water running, rehab, which we'll use throughout the year and is an invaluable facility for us.